Justin, this week in the state Senate, the Affordable Health Care Act is stirring up a lot of dust again. So what are the politicians debating about?
Well, in the Senate, they passed a bill, Senate Bill 4, that seeks to, in many ways, be a real obstacle to health care reform being implemented in the state of North Carolina. They want to do two things. They want to forbid the formation of the health exchanges, which are to be in place this year to enable people to see what their choices are for buying health insurance. And they want to forbid the governor from having the authority to expand Medicaid, which is a critical part of the Affordable Care Act that will enable the expansion of Medicaid to cover more people so we have fewer and fewer folks in North Carolina without health insurance.
But I thought all this was already settled last summer by the U.S. Supreme Court. What happened?
Well, some people do think that. You just had to dig into the details a little bit to see that it was a real split decision for the Obama administration last year with the Roberts Court. Yeah, they said that health care reform was lawful and it could go ahead, but they left a couple of loopholes there for all of the states, whether or not they needed to actually build these exchanges, which is kind of like if you could think of like an online travel site like Travelocity. It's supposed to be that easy. You go online and you plug in some demographic data about yourself, and then you get all these choices and models for health insurance. The big thing, though, was Medicaid expansion, which is what all of healthcare reform rests on in terms of getting more people covered. The Supreme Court also said that states could opt out of that if they chose to. And right now, 11 states, primarily in the South, led by Republicans, Republican governors, Republican legislatures have said, no, we are not cooperating with the White House and we will not be expanding Medicaid or building these exchanges.
We now have a new governor. He's a Republican, yeah. Pat McCrory. What's been his reaction?
He's been a little vague on this issue, quite frankly. He is sending a bit of a mixed message. He has a very conservative legislature right now, both in the Senate and in the House, and they've made it very clear that the policies coming out of Washington are not to their liking. Pat McCrory has more of a moderate reputation as the governor of Charlotte. He's a lot of pressure on him, though, from the conservative wing of the Republican Party. He has not staked himself out on where he stands on these issues. So it's sort of setting up a bit of a clash in Raleigh to see how this is going to play out as it affects health care reform.
Now, the whole point of affordable health care is to give more people access to coverage, especially the working poor.
Yeah.
And you just mentioned health exchanges. What about the whole idea of expanding Medicaid? That's also got some people up in arms. Why?
Well, here's the thing. You know, in the state of North Carolina right now, we have about 1 million people that don't have any kind of insurance, and they don't qualify for Medicaid because they make too much money. So Medicaid right now is government insurance for the poor. These are folks that are operating at or below the poverty level. They're also elderly folks. They're the blind. They're the disabled. Medicaid expansion under the Affordable Care Act will increase the number of people that qualify for Medicaid coverage, up to 138% of the poverty rate right now. So these are folks that are going to be making anywhere from $10 to $15 an hour that might not have health insurance through their jobs and can't really afford private pay. They will be able to get subsidized Medicaid if these roles are expanded.
And who's picking up the tab?
Well, right now, it's a really good question, and it's something that the Republicans are most concerned about. The federal government is basically saying for all states that play ball, they will pay 100% of the expanded Medicaid costs per state for the first 2 years that health care reform is implemented. It's supposed to kick in 2014. It will go the next couple of years. After that, there will be a split, but the federal government will still pay the vast majority, 80 or 90% of what the Medicaid costs are for the states. The states cover the rest. Right now, the states are covering about 35% of these Medicaid costs. So there is a financial inducement for the states to participate in this program.
But?
The states with Republican-dominated legislatures and governors don't believe the federal government. They don't believe the Obama administration. They're saying this is a bait and switch. They're saying you're promising us 100% coverage, but really we don't believe it. We think that the system is going to fail and that we're going to be stuck with more of the bill than we're already paying right now. A lot of this is about trust right now.
So what happens if North Carolina will not go along with this health care reform in terms of creating the health care exchanges and expanding Medicaid eligibility?
Well, what's pretty clear is that the federal government will dictate terms. They're going to dictate terms on how the exchanges are run and operated, and they're going to dictate terms on how Medicaid is expanded within the state. They're also going to be responsible for all the operation and all the costs. And so, you know, the state would be giving up some control, but the idea is maybe the state won't have to pay the bill, too.
And wouldn't we all like someone else to pay the bill? Thank you, Justin.
Thank you, Catherine.